This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Mr. Modi was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. He emphasized that the welfare of the farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूँ मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said that Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today met Russian Security Council Chief Sergei Shoigu in Moscow. Mr. Doval said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship.
We have had high-level engagements and these high-level engagements have contributed very substantially. We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. The more important thing is these summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that our this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas that we can make the forthcoming meeting more worthwhile.
Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continue to be marked by the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise of electoral rolls in Bihar, among other issues, on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition's ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanded discussion over the SIR issue. Amid noisy scenes, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Amid the pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The House passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 amid din. Later, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Parliament has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within the country's coastal waters. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing of nomination for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of vice president can be filed till the 21st of this month. An election will be held on the 9th of September. Union Health Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda today condemned the alleged attack on Leader of Opposition in West Bengal, Shubhendu Adhikari, by TMC workers. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda called it an attack on democracy. In Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered their third day today in the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district. Over 50 individuals are reported missing in the disaster. India is celebrating the 11th National Handloom Day today, recognizing the country's rich weaving traditions. The celebration honors the historic Swadeshi movement launched on 7th of August 1905, which promoted indigenous industries, especially handlooms, as a form of resistance to the British rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion. Mr. Modi expressed pride on India's handloom diversity and its role in furthering livelihoods and prosperity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.